You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls, to each and every one of you this morning. And welcome to Thursday, the 9th of March, and The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And let me see. Yes, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm just double-checking. It is Thursday, by the way. I'm just letting you know again. Let's take a look at a couple of birthdays relevant to today's day. It's going to be a long day today. Amerigo Vespucci was born on this day. The year was 1454. An Italian explorer, navigator, and cartographer. The Americas are generally believed to have derived their name from the feminized Latin version of his first name. And we got Howard H. Aikin today, if you're into computers. He was born on this day in the year 1900. He was a pioneer in computing, being the original conceptual designer behind IBM's Harvard Mark I computer. Come on, world. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
Well, there's a song you probably remember was a big success for Dr. Hook, but that is a gentleman whose name is Cecil. I found it in my music collection when I was taking a rummage around yesterday, and I can't actually find much information about Cecil. When I try and sign it, it comes up with all sorts of different people's names, but as I said though, going back to the year 1979, it was released on the 4th of April. That was by Dr. Hook. Big hit for him, but interesting version by Cecil. Well done, Cecil, that's all I can say. Time on the Breakfast Show is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and got a special guest coming in the last hour. I'm going to tell you a bit about that later on, but for right now, we're going to have a listen to The Police. This is the 1986 version of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yeah.
There we go. That's it. That is The Police Don't Stand Too Close to Me from the 1986 version. The original version, Don't Stand So Close to Me, had appeared on the album Zenyatta Mondatta. It became a number one hit single for them in the United Kingdom, along with a corresponding musical video. In the United States, that got to the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaked at number 10. In the UK, the track was confirmed by the end of 1980 to have been the biggest selling single of that year. And the little story about this: Sting was asked to perform. That was on Mark Knopfler's Money for Nothing, as he was in Montserrat at the time. Accidentally reused the melody from Don't Stand So Close to Me in the counterpoint lyric, I Want My MTV. It was only after this story was relayed to reporters during promotions of the Brothers in Arms album that lawyers for Sting became involved, and later copies of the album co-credit the song to Sting as well. By the way, the initial pressings, you got one of those, only credited Mark Knopfler. Time to squeeze this in before we get you in the shower. Comes from the Drifters at the club.
Well, Friday night has finally come around, and me and my baby gonna hit the spot we found. We're gonna forget our cares and dance on into the night. Down at the club, where everything is out of sight. Down at the club, we're gonna say that it's all right. For two bits and a dollar, they've got a swinging show for you.
Good classic for you from the Drifters at the club.
Right.
We are about a minute late. We're 16 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, and it is time to do this on this Thursday morning. Get you in the shower and on the way to wherever it is you're off to. Whenever. This morning. I hope you're going to have a great Thursday. If you just joined us, good morning. Open the eyes. Yes, it is March the 9th. Now, here's one in the shower for the boys this morning. Don't touch my coconuts.
can be. Doris, you can take my brother King. Even take my ring ding, but don't take my golden hat.
There we go, yes, in the shower this morning. King Carol and the Coconuts. And Don't Take My Coconuts. Which is pretty good for being in the shower, isn't it? There we go. That was a fun one. 23 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. And just to let you know, in the last hour of this morning's program, by the way, Dr. Computer cannot join us this morning. He's hosting an event this morning, which is all very nice. But we are going to be interviewing, having here in the studio in the last hour this morning, Nathalie Marin. And she is a French conductor. Say conductor or conductoress? Interesting. But yes, she is a conductor, and she has she has been a resident conductor of the Kosovo Philharmonic. This was until June of 2016. I tell you what, her CV is very impressive. So we'll be talking to Nathalie later on this morning, which is all going to be nice because it fits in extremely nicely, doesn't it? With Women's Day, which was this week as well. So that's what we got lined up for you this morning. Usual bits and pieces. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look and see what's happening in the world. Not that we really need to or want to, but we will do. And also in the world of business, some business headlines for you as well, what the markets are doing. Top of the hour at 8 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, we will have some of the local news for you here on The Breakfast Show. As I say, our special guest, Nathalie Marin, will be with us in the last hour. I'll be checking in, of course, with Ingrid and with Yasmin. And there we go, Europe there, and the final countdown. And that is bringing us, well, towards the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take our quick little break, and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, we are just coming down to the bottom of the hour. That's 7:30 this morning. It's Thursday morning. Let's take a look at some of the international headlines for this morning. And some of the international news, business headlines as well. Russia launched a huge wave of missile strikes. This was across Ukraine while people slept on Thursday, killing at least six civilians, knocking out electricity and forcing a nuclear power plant off the grid. The first big volley of missile strikes since mid-February shattered the longest period of comparative calm since Moscow began a campaign to attack Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions had been hit. Georgia's ruling party said on Thursday that it was dropping a bill on foreign agents after two nights of violent protests against what opponents said was a Russian-inspired authoritarian shift that imperiled hopes of the country joining the European Union. The Georgian Dream ruling party said in a statement that it would unconditionally withdraw the bill we supported without any reservations. It cited the need to reduce confrontation in society while also denouncing lies told about the bill by the radical opposition. China will deepen its cooperation with Russia to try to challenge the United States despite international condemnation of the invasion of Ukraine, the leaders of U.S. intelligence agencies said on Wednesday. Despite global backlash over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, China will remain its diplomatic, defense, economic, and technology cooperation with Russia to continue trying to challenge the United States, even as it will limit public support, they said, in a threat assessment released as the Senate Intelligence Committee held its annual hearing on worldwide threats to U.S. security. And China is opposed to a Dutch plan for restrictions on exports of semiconductor technology, China's foreign ministry said on Thursday. The Netherlands government on Wednesday said it planned new restrictions on exports of semiconductor technology to protect national security, joining a U.S. effort to curb chip exports to the world's second biggest economy. French senators early on Thursday voted in favour of raising the legal retirement age to 64 from 62, a first win for President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform plans, which have sparked protests and strikes across the country. 201 members of the Senate, dominated by the conservative Les Républicains party, voted in favour of the reforms flagship Article 7 on the retirement age, while 115 voted against it. In their 50s and deciding that there was no more to life than work, Liz and Ian Woodridge quit stressful jobs during the pandemic, part of a cohort of British early retirees now resisting a government call to return despite rising living costs. For an array of reasons, including ill health, hundreds of thousands of older workers left their jobs during and after the societal disruptions of COVID-19, contributing to a chronic labour shortage that forecasters predict will drag on Britain's economic performance for years. And China's government could use TikTok to control data on millions of American users, FBI Director Christopher Wray told a U.S. Senate hearing on Wednesday, saying that the Chinese-owned video app screams of security concerns. Wray told a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on worldwide threats to the U.S. security that the Chinese government could also use TikTok to control software on millions of devices and drive narratives to divide Americans over Taiwan or other issues. Mexico's heavily indebted state oil company Pemex will seek to avoid pricey capital markets even as it faces billions in maturing debts this year and next. Its chief executive told Reuters, saying that Pemex had been punished by ratings agencies despite measurable improvements in its operational numbers. With its financial debt totaling nearly $108 billion at the close of last year, Pemex must pay down some $8.2 billion expiring this year and another $9 billion more in 2024 in both bonds and long-term bank loans. Indian businessman Pratik Gupta, whom commodity trader Trafigura has accused of systematic fraud regarding nickel shipments, is living in the sought-after Palm Jumeirah area of Dubai, London court documents have shown. Trafigura said on February the 9th it had booked a $577 million charge for the first half of 2023 and was taking legal action after discovering that some nickel cargoes it received did not contain nickel. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to the swing state of Pennsylvania on Thursday to unveil a federal budget plan laden with spending proposals and higher taxes on the wealthy that will form a blueprint for the expected 2024 re-election bid. Global markets were in a rare lull. This is on Thursday, ahead of US jobs data at the end of the week that could easily whip up more cross-asset storms. Europe's share markets began fractionally lower, although there was little movement from either the dollar or in bond markets, where recessionary warnings having been becoming increasingly shrill again. Overnight in Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan has sagged 0.6% after falling 1.4% the previous session. Japan's Nikkei, on the other hand, rose 0.6%. Commodity prices were mostly lower, with Brent crude oil backpedaling to $82.45 a barrel, U.S. crude down to $76.39 a barrel, and global growth-sensitive metal copper down 1%. Gold was slightly higher at $1,817 per ounce. The United States International Trade Commission, the ITC, on Wednesday banned imports of video streaming fitness devices made by Peloton Interactive Inc. and iFit Inc. after a judge found that they infringed Dish Network Corporation's patents. In a 2021 complaint filed with the ITC, Dish and its Sling TV unit accused Peloton and iFit of infringing four patents for video streaming technology through imports of products that stream at-home fitness content. These included Peloton bicycles and treadmills and iFit Nordic Track bicycles and ellipticals. Right, that's it. There we go. Well, that's bad luck if you've got one of those. I suppose that's only applicable in the States. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's it. There's our look for today. Some of those things in the international news. Also, some of the business information for you there as well.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
First one was Kids in America from Kim Wilde, and that last one, Shaggy and Oh Carolina. Breakfast show time, we're just after 15 minutes, just about 15 and a half minutes to go to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And now let's say a couple of good mornings, just quickly run through who we got this morning. Good morning to Paul, he dropped me notes for us for when we were waking up this morning. So good morning to Paul over there in South London, United Kingdom, to Mary Lou, of course, bright and breezy with us, Renee, and also to Ashley. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to go, first of all, and see what Renee's been up to. It's always exciting, you know. Yes, she says, good morning. Thursday is more than half over. That's there over in Athens in Greece. Yay, she says. I'm very much looking forward to the weekend. Please could you play Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go, yes. Oh, working for the weekend. Haven't got long to go, have we? We've got a few minutes less than when I spoke to you last. We're 11 minutes almost exactly before 8 o'clock this morning here on this morning's breakfast show. And I mentioned I got a couple of pieces of info for you from Paul Dixon over there in South London this morning. Apparently they've now announced the Eurovision Song Contest over there in the UK. May Muller will represent the United Kingdom at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The 25-year-old will perform her track, which is called I Wrote a Song, at the competition in May, hoping to follow the success of Sam Ryder last year. To compete in such a massive music competition is simply brilliant, she said, describing her involvement as a dream. The UK is one of the last competing countries to reveal its song for 2023, and following the same process selection of last year, the BBC has been working with a management company to pick the act for the Eurovision Song Contest. And of course, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the tickets went on sale for the Eurovision Song Contest over there. It's in Liverpool in the UK this coming year, and the tickets, they sold out in around about 90 minutes. A whole lot, all gone. And the BBC showed that some of the fans that were trying to get their tickets. I saw one where the guy was sort of, he said, I got through. He says, you're on the waiting list, plus 2,000. So, he didn't get his tickets in the end, but one of them did. Oh, you've seen the dance she did. Anyway, Paul asked if we could play that song. There's May Muller. Here is the UK rendition of the song for the Eurovision Song Contest. May Muller, I Wrote a Song.
When you said you were leaving to work on your mental health, you didn't mention the cheating. You kept that one to yourself. I got some apples gonna cut you out outside your house for everyone to see.
And That's it. Yes, that's the UK Eurovision Song Contest for this year. First time I've heard it, May Muller there, and I wrote a song. Not bad. It's sort of got a catchy little note to it, hasn't it? So anyway, thank you very much for that, Paul. The other piece of information Paul sent me wasn't quite such good news. He was letting us know that Chaim Topol, fiddler on the Roof Star, has passed away at the age of 87. There we go. And I'm going to dig out, because I'll dig out one of the songs for him a little bit later on. Time right now is 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And Ashley, good morning to you. Ashley dropped me a little line. And he said he came across this song. He said, I came across this lovely tune. Believe it or not, it's Despacito. He wishes, by the way, all our listeners worldwide a very good Thursday morning. Despacito, the Greek summer version. So, Renee, keep your ears out for this one.
Quiero ser tu ritmo, que le enseñes a mi ρίχο. Και τις νύχτες τα φωνάζω ay bendito. Θα γουστάρεις κι άλλο despacito.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge. They'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
you reckon they got bored singing that song? Oh, there's a karaoke song for me, isn't it? Please Don't Go. And that was KWS there. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be hanging around until 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, we do have a special guest joining us in the last hour of this morning's program. That's Natalie Marin. And she is a conductor, music conductor. And it's going to be very interesting. Chatting. You should see the CV. I think she must always be on a jet plane with all the places she's been and worked. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. That's Natalie Marin with us in the last hour of this morning's program. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid as well, don't forget, in a not too distant future, probably in around about 5 minutes or so. And we'll be also seeing what Yasmin's been up to. We were out in the event last night. And so that reminds me, let me say a very good morning this morning. And that's to... Yes, we've got a big thank you to say to Gretel Matute, and also good morning to her husband. They listen to us here in the morning, her husband Ray. Thank you very much for the invitation last night. It was extremely nice, very enjoyable evening. Thank you so much. And right, back to the music. Now, I've been talking about Poolside quite a lot. I've sort of got rather into their music. It's sort of somewhat laid back. And this is a cover that they've done of the song Groovin'. Thank you.
Ah, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, you know what that means. Tomorrow's the day. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Travel day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm taking a flight out of Panama to somewhere unknown. Oh, I'm going to give you all little clues each and every day so you can figure out where I am. Oh, I love it. Well, I am in Panama City. I had to go and buy some black shoes. It's been so long since I've traveled for business. I had to go get new shoes. But, you know, in the closet, the shoes up in El Valle, my beautiful black leather shoes, slingbacks, a little bit of heel, everything, you name it, kind of got all moldy and icky and yucky. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be wearing that where I'm going. So I got to go shopping. Oh, I haven't been to the mall in Panama City in so long, and I got to go shopping. Woohoo, that was so much fun. And I know exactly what. I go exactly to shoe stores, and boom, got it, boom. It's been so long, it was amazing. It's amazing how big that mall is over there. Okay, so right now I'm looking at this beautiful ray of sunshine shining down on that football field. I had thought school had started, but I don't see any kids running around. I see a lot of cars over there at the school that I can see out my window, but don't see any kids. Oh, wait, there. Well, maybe there are some kids. They're very quiet, though. Normally, I thought they would, like, make a lot more noise. Anyways, school must be back in order, because when I was at the mall, I saw a bunch of kids, so that was kind of weird. Maybe it's a different school system. Maybe the private schools start later than the public schools. So I'm getting things ready here. Got a few more things to do. Going to go see the writer. Going to see the lawyer today and a couple of other friends at a famous fish house. Oh, yes. We're going to go over there to the fish house and have a couple of margaritas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're also going to Uber over and Uber back because I know how those girls are. They go to a fish house and they drink like, guess what? You got it. They drink like fish. Mm-hmm. Yep, they do. That's okay. We like it because they make some of the best margaritas I've had in town. And it's so nice over there, over by the, I will say the name. Magoo's Fish House is awesome. I used to fish with my father when I lived in Florida. Oh, I'm out of time. Gotta go. It's 2:15. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Sorry, I can't tell you the story. And back to you in the studio.
Kodwa sengisukile sanamhlanje awa sibona kwenzeka kanjani awa amantombazane
she's a rich girl she don't try to hide it diamonds on the soles of her shoes he's a poor boy empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds. And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. You're talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Woo-hoo!
peacefully makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
there we go. I'm sure Ingrid will not be getting diamonds on the soles of her shoes. The Ladysmith, the Black Cat Mambazo there. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oh, right, but I suppose that depends where she goes. Well, it depends where she may never know. She may be going somewhere where she can buy diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oh, going to be interesting finding out, isn't it? Right, time on the breakfast show, exactly 8:30 of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show now. Now for something completely different. Let's say a very good morning, breakfast show good morning to Mary Lou. She's happy that it's Thursday. She says, after being a maniac, then a lunatic today, I am, and she says, can you please play I Am My Own Grandpa by Ray Stevens. This one is a funny one. We always like funny things, don't we? Of course we do.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother. and it makes me blue. Because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. God. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. Because now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
There we go. That's like one of those questions I give you, sort of like at school, to see how competent you are. You know, if your father is your grandfather and your father's mother is your grandmother, well, it would be, wouldn't it? But you know what I mean, did you? And then it depends on your answer, as they sort of mark you. Mind you, these days they don't need to. They want to find out about you. They just go on social media. Which is all rather scary, isn't it? Because if you do, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know, on social media over all those years, from a kid or whatever, and so on and so forth, you know, people can go back and check you out. You might have done something stupid or said something stupid years ago, and I've known cases of it, and they won't accept you. So there we go. Right, I tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music, and we'll check in with Yasmin and see how her day's going to be going today. I got one from Gary Moore. Stepping Out. there we go. That's it. That's Carrie Moore and Stepping Out. And let's say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is Happy Thursday.
Yes.
We got a guest coming in.
Oh, yes.
Nathalie Marin.
Mm-hmm.
A conductor. Mm-hmm. Musical conductor. And I keep looking at her. So it's just a list of all the places she's been playing. And the orchestras that she's led have been guest conductor for. I mean, I'm rather intrigued about the world of music conductors.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the other day, we're going to Vienna for our vacation. We're going in May.
Mm-hmm.
And we've arranged to go to a concert. And it's at the, I think, Musica Verein, I think it's what it's called, in Vienna. It's where they have the Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a couple of the Christmas concerts. And they had a conductor this first year that I watched,
mm-hmm.
who stood there, and he was very, well, he didn't move much at all. You know, he'd sort of flick his baton around or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year I looked at it, and the guy comes in, and it, you know, wow, he's all over the place, jumping up and down, and,
oh, yeah?
And you know, mm. and you know, really sort of emphatic in what he's doing. I'm just wondering, is because if you're like, for instance, a guest conductor for an orchestra,
mm-hmm.
and you're used to a particular person's conducting,
yeah.
and you get somebody who conducts in a completely different way, how easy is it for the orchestra to adapt?
Exactly.
So, you know, this is the sort of thing I'd be very interested to hear these things.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. And I was also looking because, I mean, obviously there was a movie came out, mm-hmm. relatively close to now. I'm looking for the right word, but anyway. About a lady music conductor called mm-hmm. Tar. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was nominated for lots of awards with Cate Blanchett playing the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, I think it was back in 2014 or something, there was only, out of 150 conductors, there was only about 5 women.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up more recently, and it's improved dramatically because about one-third of conductors now mm-hmm. are women.
Mm.
But then, how do you become a conductor, and what are the requirements that you need to become a conductor?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a very interesting conversation, because it's an area in which I'm not particularly conversant in, and I'm going to look forward to learning a lot.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. So, yeah, to have such an accomplished conductor coming in to chat with us is really nice. So mm-hmm. thanks to the Ministry of Culture, they simply wanted to interview her.
Yeah, and I just realized, you know, this is not the first time she's here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw she had a concert in November last year.
She must like it.
Yeah, of course.
She must have drank the water from the chakras. They say if you drink the water from the chakras, you always come back.
Exactly.
Well, what they mean is you probably get to the airport and you've got to go to the bathroom again.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard me mention earlier, we had a very enjoyable evening last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice.
Yeah, it was very interesting, you know, that we can go to different, how do you call that, stations of mm-hmm. food?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we can pick up whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Very nice food
mm-hmm.
and drinks and everything.
If I'd have known it was going to be like that, I'd have taken a little box with me.
Tupperware.
Tupperware, yes. Help yourself, fill up your Tupperware box and off you go.
Yes. Very good.
No, thanks
a lot
good.
To the people at the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah, yeah, very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent yeah. evening.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have for today?
Okay, today, remember yesterday was Women's Day, International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm,
so today
mm-hmm.
there are a few activities. For example, I'm going to the Mac Museum because they are going to open a new exhibition
okay.
called Jenene. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation,
mm-hmm.
but it's today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going there. And, of course, everybody can go today also at 6 p.m. because now, during the day, this is 3:30, I guess. It's just for the media.
Oh, okay.
Press
mm-hmm.
conference.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can go from 6 p.m. today.
Oh, okay.
To the Mac Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, I got an invitation, but sadly, it's at the same hour today.
Oh, at the dear, dear. Can't you be in two places at one time, for heaven's sake?
No. No, so this is going to be at City of Knowledge, and of course, everybody can go too.
Mm-hmm.
At 3:30 at the Ateneo, they're going to have also another activity for women.
Ah, okay.
But everybody is invited, not mm-hmm. just women. They're going to have an expo, and they're going to tell you more there at 3:30 at the Ateneo today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And also they have more activities tomorrow, and you can go to their Instagram account, Ciudad del Saber,
mm-hmm.
and get it, more information.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to be a busy girl today. Well, yes. You're not really, because you say you're going to two events, but you can only go to one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to get an assistant.
Yes.
Let me see, what else am I going to tell you? Oh, I can't remember now. That's nothing unusual. And tomorrow's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, freaky fun facts. It's going to be interesting because Ingrid
mm-hmm.
is traveling, going to go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a long distance travel,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be giving us clues where she is.
Oh, okay.
So our listeners can try and work out where it is that she's going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We like interesting things on this program.
Of course.
Sometimes. And what else we got? Tomorrow we're going to do what, where, and when, aren't we? So we don't want to exhaust that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we'll keep that for tomorrow. Well, look, you enjoy your event today. Because there's two, but you can only do event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
Say, we'll have you probably join in our conversation later with Nathalie.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Seeing as it's, and of course, it's ideal, isn't it? Because yesterday, as you mentioned, was International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. So it's all rather... rather good timing, which is not like us at all. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Probably talk to you later if we can. Okay. Take care and enjoy.
Thank you.
Yvonne Elliman, and If I Can't Have You. If you're keeping eye on the time, by the way, we're 12 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. Remember, if you missed the news at 8, I do have it again for you at the top of the hour.
The beauty that you gave
taking that voice. This is Annie Lennox and Honestly. And let me, yes, this was Renee We were talking about what Yasmin's got on her plate. She says Yasmin needs a clone. Trust me, one is enough. But what a great idea. Time on the breakfast show, 7 before 9 o'clock. And I was asked to play this piece of music. Mario dropped me a line and says, could you please play this? There's a song by Will Young called Runaway.
So good when I'm with you.
Me too.
There's something I've been wanting to tell you for such a long time.
And what is that?
They say the second time is always better than the first.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, baby, falling in love. I'm falling in love again.
Rather nice, this song actually coming from The Bush. It's called Falling in Love.
Mystery to me.
Unfortunately, we're coming to the top of the hour, so I've got to leave it in the middle. But I think what I'm going to do is leave that in for my playlist tomorrow so we can listen to all of it. All rather nice. Right, it is time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Back again this time to me.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
You let me go.
Bismillah.
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Never let me go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
To introduce that one, do we? Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Actually, I was just thinking, because we're going to be chatting a little bit later with Nathalie Marin. She is a very, very accomplished music conductor, and she's going to be chatting with us today. No, it's funny, I was listening to that because there's so many parts to Bohemian Rhapsody that if you were to take out the vocals and just listen to the orchestral side of it, it's... It's a piece that could almost be classical, and it'd be interesting to see how a conductor would interpret something like Bohemian Rhapsody. It's all going to be very interesting, hopefully. 16 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is Paul McCartney. Deep Down.
wanna get deep down. Wanna get deep down. Wanna get deep down.
Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
said he's going back to mine.
Ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Ooh,
yeah. Not gonna be with him. Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Ooh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Classic track for you, Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Their second release, that was after departing Motown Records for Buddha Records. The song was written by Jim Weatherly and included on the Pips 1973 album, which was called Imagination. Midnight Train to Georgia became the group's first single to top the Billboard Hot 100 and also won the 1974 Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Duo, Group or Chorus, and has of course become Gladys Knight's signature song.
If you don't
we are. That comes off of George Michael's album, The Love Songs, and I Can't Make You Love Me. We're 9:30, and I'm very, very happy to welcome to the studio my guest for this morning, Nathalie Marin. Nathalie, good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in to chat with us.
It's a pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
And I said this as you came in this morning, that one of the first things I must do is tell everybody, or remind everybody, that you have got an event tonight, a
yes.
concert tonight, Destino Femenino, celebrating women in music, in opera.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a gala concert.
Gala concert. And this is going to be tonight, so don't miss it. It's 8 p.m. at the Teatro Balboa, and the entrance is free. It's amazing. We've got somebody like Nathalie here, and you get in for free.
Yes, and you will also have the pleasure to listen to Nathalie Manfrino, another Nathalie.
Another
we
one.
Have two Nathalies. two French Nathalies.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's an amazing soprano. She's sung everywhere in the best theater in the world. And it's really a nice opportunity. You must not miss it to listen to her with the National Symphony Orchestra. And it's some excerpts of opera about heroine of opera.
Of operas, yes.
Yeah, indeed. Manon, Micaela from Carmen,
uh-huh.
and this strong woman who fight for their love, for their life, to prove that they are, they master their destiny.
And I mean, this brings us into you, of course.
Yes.
Because, you know, you are very accomplished. I mean, I have here your resume of where you have been playing, which orchestras that you... I mean, your air miles must be incredible. But, I mean, it would just take me... National Symphony Orchestra, Uruguay. In actual fact, I've got a little excerpt because I was watching you doing... this was with Brett Deboer rehearsing Harbour Concerto in Ecuador with the Ecuadorian.
Yes.
But no, I mean, what? Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Right. Now, we were talking earlier about, you know, playing an instrument initially. What was your instrument when you started?
I used to play clarinet and piano.
Uh-huh.
I don't play clarinet anymore. I still play piano because it's very useful when you study a new score or new music. And it's so clarinet was my first instrument.
And at what time did you decide that conducting is something that you would like to do?
You know, that was for me... child dream.
Really?
So since I can remember, I was like 5 years old, or I wanted to become a conductor, and I was conducting with my little arms.
I think we've all had a go at that. Yeah.
It was really a wish, a strong, deep wish for me. It was the only goal of my life since I'm a child.
But I mean, going back then, it was almost unheard of that there was a woman conductor. In fact, I was looking at some of the figures, not going back so long, I think it was about 2005. It says how many conductors, I think there was 5 out of 150 were women. Now it's more like 1/3, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's coming. The new generation, there are a lot of young conductors.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are speaking about this theme. When I began, it was really like a challenge. People, professional, were looking at us like, what? You want to conduct? Why?
Don't be silly.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
You know, the baton's heavy, you know.
Go back to the reality. You know? And so it was, we really had to fight. And yesterday we had a talk because it was the 8th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my God, if one day we don't have this day anymore, it will be a really something so positive.
Mm.
Because we, for a long time, I was invited this day because the orchestra said, okay, let's invite a woman. Yeah. Let's play a woman composer too. And that's it. And I was saying to them, you know, there is also other days. in the year that I'm free to conduct. So, of course, now the situation is a bit better. We still have to fight a lot. At least we are speaking about the problem and we are trying to resolve it.
Right. Well, funnily enough, yesterday, because we were talking about Women's Day yesterday, and you know, being a bit flippant, I had Yasmin here and my wife Christina, and saying about, and I said, "Well, when's Men's Day?" And they just looked at me and says, "Every day's Men's Day," you know, and that's absolutely true, isn't it? I mean, you know, why do we need a specific? We shouldn't need a specific day.
No, we shouldn't
for women. I mean, it's. It's in a way it's sad. So perhaps, you know, when you say one day we won't need this day or we won't have this day, that'll be a good.
Oh yes, good it sign. Will be great. It will be the end of this disequality.
Right.
You know.
And when you sort of followed your dream, I guess, and decided that you wanted to be a conductor. I mean, there must be, it's not something, just. It's not just waving your arms around. There is, you know, obviously a formation to it. But did you have to be taken under somebody's wing?
I used to be assistant of Maestro Tabachnik, Michel Tabachnik, great maestro. I did a master in the Royal Danish Academy of Copenhagen. It was really an interesting master because we had the contract with professional orchestras, so we could conduct professional orchestras, and it was really good condition. I also get a scholarship from the part of the Queen, so it was really
wonderful.
Really nice. And of course, to be assistant, it's also the way you learn your job, because it's, you know, a pianist a soloist has his own instrument to practice. We don't. We have to practice alone, and when we have the orchestra, we must be 200% ready, because we don't have 2 minutes. To, you know, the orchestra, they judge you so quick. It's really to convince. We said we have the 2 first minutes of the rehearsal to convince. If you miss these 2 first minutes, it's finished.
Yeah, they'll play the wrong thing at the wrong time for you on purpose.
Yeah, because they don't believe anymore in you.
Right.
And it's kind of really a strange relation, you know.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I mean, assume also is that, you know, when you're conducting a classical piece with a large orchestra, now the orchestra, they're not there to interpret the music. You are there to interpret the music. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yes. So we have the same base. We have our notes, the score, the parts. Everybody must know it perfectly. This is a part of the job to rehearse. To be together, to be exact with the music. But after that, it's the part, most interesting part, it's the interpretation.
Right, exactly.
And that is something very abstract. Why I will myself think a tempo a bit slower than another conductor. You know, it's very strange when you see, and very obvious when you see a competition, international competition of conductors, with young conductors, the same orchestra, same piece. It doesn't sound absolutely, it sounds absolutely different. That's the something quite, also your body, what your charisma, what you feel will be transmit a bit like telepathy to the musician. This is the interpretation. This is the most important and most interesting part of our goal, our job. And there's something really, there's no rational explanation.
So if you have a piece, say, for argument's sake, a piece by Mozart or whatever, and you're conducting, so you are giving giving an interpretation, your own interpretation.
Yes.
Is that moving away from the original?
So, I guess so. And there is so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have also this Baroque movement, for instance, for Mozart, that some of conductors try to get the nearest historical mm-hmm. interpretation
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the instruments are different. But also there's something more far from that is the mood of the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A person mm-hmm. from the 21st century and a person from the 18th mm-hmm. the 18th mm-hmm. century has not the same idea of the sound, the same relation with the sound, mm-hmm. the silence. You know, mm-hmm. we are completely different. Time is different. A way of living is different, and the way of feeling is different mm-hmm. too. So I try myself to be as possible as really near the score.
Mm-hmm.
I try to imagine what Mozart would have loved, but maybe he wouldn't have loved something so near his reality.
Right.
Maybe more near our reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's our time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already something very strange. We are in classical music. We are playing a lot of historical music, past
mm-hmm,
music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting to play also the composer, the lively composer, because it's very important, woman and man composer.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe Mozart would have loved to be played by a really nice modern violin.
Why not? Getting to sort of modern music for a minute. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, Elton John might make a great record and somebody else would come along and make a great cover of Elton John's record. And why is it great? Because it is slightly different, or it is different to the original. It gives you a new interpretation of the song, which is something I personally like. But what was in it, I mentioned to you before we started that my wife and I were going to go back to Vienna. We went last year on a river cruise which ran out of water. but we were in Vienna. We were put up at the... we stayed at the Intercontinental right opposite the park, and I can't remember the name of the building. It was literally just over the road, and they put on a concert for us. It was about an hour and a half, and it's in this building. They would have played this music at the time, back in, you know, the 1700s, I guess. And they played Strauss. They played a bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it was very emotional because there was not one microphone. There was not one speaker. And it was so beautiful, it was so clear, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm listening to this music played where it would have been played
mm-hmm.
originally in a way that it would have been played. In other words, without enhancement, without turning. And it, for me, it was quite emotional to do that, you know.
Yes.
And so we're going to go back, actually, in May. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to go back to Vienna for about a week because we really wanted to see more. And we're going to go to a concert. It's where they have the Viennese New Year concert
every
year. So I decided to watch a couple of these concerts. And the first year, the conductor came out, and he was very slow. He was very sort of, there wasn't much movement. You know, normally you expect a conductor. I mean, I was watching you with the National Symphony of Ecuador. You're quite expressive.
Yes,
when you
I move
conduct.
A lot.
And I think that's the picture in our mind, isn't it, of a conductor. But this first one, he was very sort of like timid and very, not much movement and whatever. And then I watched the next year, and the guy comes out, and he's a bit like, you know, he's waving his arms all over the place. How can, you know, you played as a guest, you're playing with the symphony orchestra here.
Yes.
How can they adapt to the different way that a conductor interprets? In other words, you know, you might have somebody that's obvious what they're doing, you this, you know, they're loud, short, you know, but then you have a conductor which is slower and quieter, if you like. How can the orchestra interpret? This comes down to the 2 minutes, I guess.
Yes, you know, we have some code. So we have some gesture.
Right.
And music is first universal language. Then for the conductor, we have some, really, we have some code, gesture code. So the left arm is for the expression. We have some gesture for crescendo, decrescendo. So we communicate.
Right.
And that is quite equal for everybody.
Right.
It's an international language. And we beat with the right arm, with our stick. And and then we have to communicate more than that. That is the base. The what we call interpretation, this is something so abstract. But we have also some techniques to improve, to play in this way or this way. And also, of course, you said that you mentioned the tempos. That's something very important, and that it will change the mood of the piece. If you take it a quick tempo or a slower tempo, it will change it. And also, after that, the sound we have. And that is something we obtain with our body. It's something very, very difficult to explain with words. But really, it's we have each conductor, and of course, each orchestra has its own sound. I will try myself to, if I'm coming to an orchestra as a guest with a French music, for instance, I will try to get my French sounds, so Debussy, these colors. And if I play a Brahms, I will try to get to the German sound. So it's like more heavy, more... also some passion and in with your bow, so this kind of things. And of course Ravel will be like crystalline, and I will try to get this kind of sounds, colors. We speak about a lot about colors in an orchestra, and we try to work on that to transmit our wishes.
Right.
It's all the conductor is also working a lot alone. We say on table. So we put our score on the table, and we, of course, when we read music, we listen to it without any help of YouTube or anything. Any music, I have my the symphony in my head, and so with that, I imagine what I. Which kind of sound I want, and then when I have I begin the work with the orchestra during the rehearsal, I will try to get it.
What is your, I mean, I guess you must have one. What is your favorite piece to conduct?
I used to say I have not a favorite piece. I have I love the piece I'm conducting.
Right.
For instance, now I'm in love with opera.
Right.
With this woman, Manon by Massenet, Carmen, Michaela by Bizet, what we will play, and with this great soprano, Nathalie Manfrino. She is very emotional. And for me, emotion is maybe the most important thing that we have to give and to share. With the public. Of course, myself, I'm back. It's very, very strange because I share a lot of emotion with my orchestra, and they must give it to the public through me, through myself, but I'm back.
Right.
Of course, Nathalie, the soloist, is in front of the public. So it's kind of, you know, ways that we are transmitting all of us, emotion to the public.
Excellent. And let me see now, when you sort of first started, and when we're talking about, you know, it is well, yesterday was Women's Day, but as far as we're concerned, it's Women's Week. Women every year, every day. What obstacles did you come across? Was there anything obvious about it?
Yes. When I debuted, it was like we were so few conductors that they didn't believe in you. You know, it's very, of course, it's something very difficult to give the responsibility of a concert or an opera to a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check if the soloist is good enough, you listen to him playing. It's an audition, mm-hmm. Soloist or singer or pianist. It's okay. With a conductor, how will you? You cannot give him an orchestra and say, okay, show me what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there's the technical things to know how to conduct, but also the technical rehearsal, the relation with the musician is so many things. So, I never had any problems with the musicians.
Okay.
When I get the opportunity to be on the podium and to conduct an orchestra, it has been good. I mean, it has been a nice experience, and I prove in my 2 minutes that I was good enough to conduct them and to convince them, and it was okay. But the difficulty was to get the job.
Right.
And the administrator, the executive director, were very cold with us. They didn't want to engage us. And still, this is the difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is here, not from the musicians.
But now you're well accomplished. You're well accomplished in your craft, in your art. I mean, we just need to look at the pages. Tell me where you haven't played. I mean, is there
many places. But yes, it's also very interesting because each time I'm coming in a new country, or if I'm coming back, I'm discovering a culture,
mm-hmm.
not only and. Through an orchestra, which is like a micro society, you learn a lot about the society of the country you are conducting. So that's very nice. That's very interesting, and of course it's very rich. I mean, it's but world is very big. Still,
Well, so where as a conductor is your home? Where?
I'm French and I'm living in France.
Right.
For now, I have I'm not permanent of an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guest conductor. I hope soon I will get an orchestra because it interests me. It's another way of working.
Sure.
When you are guest, you are here 1 week. Mm-hmm. It's very short.
Mm-hmm.
When you are permanent conductor, you can work. You have time to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So during the season, of course, you have always to invite other directors because the orchestra need to change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are like a couple, but a free couple. We have to change. And I have also the permanent conductor has to go abroad to conduct other orchestra. He comes back with new idea, with new, mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. cannot be all year in this with the same orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
This is something very normal and very pleasant also. And but still, when you work like during the year, more 6 months, or you have time to work deeply
mm-hmm.
with your own orchestra. So, yes, I hope I will get one soon.
So if anybody out there is listening and they're looking for a conductor, you know,
yes.
Natalie, we just about come to the end, and I'm going to just quickly remind everybody that, you know, this is an amazing lady, and yesterday was Women's Day, and this is a very strong lady. She's really asserted herself in her profession, and you can see Natalie tonight, Concierto Destino Femenino. It's going to be at the Teatro Balboa. The entrance is free. You don't believe it.
Yes, don't miss it.
No,
see
don't
you
be gone. No
see
excuse.
You tonight.
No, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock, Teatro Balboa.
That's it. And I tell you what, just quickly before we go, because I just went, did you watch the movie, Tar?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I know there is a bit discussion about it, polemic.
But I
don't know.
No, I was interested because for somebody in the business, it would be interesting to know.
Yes. But I will see it. I will see it. I didn't get time to.
When you've seen it, let me know. We can zoom in.
Yes. With pleasure.
Natalie, it has been an absolute pleasure. And
my pleasure.
It wasn't just 2 minutes. So I'm lucky. And, you know, many, many congratulations on your accomplishments so far.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure there's many, many more to come. And you will get your own orchestra.
Oh, yes.
Of course you will.
No doubt.
Nathalie Marin with us this morning. What an absolute pleasure that was. I knew it was going to be because it's something that, you know, is a mystery to a lot of us as to how it all works. And so I hope it's all a little bit clearer for you. It certainly is for me. So big thanks once again to Nathalie Marin. Do go along to Teatro Balboa tonight to see the concert. And big thanks also go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in The Breakfast Show, my producer, social media, does everything else. I just play music. So big thanks to Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, and to Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk, although she was in the city, about to go off on her travels, and to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I will be back with you Friday, yes, TGIF tomorrow. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. And remember what I say, whatever it is you're going to be doing today between now and then, please do it carefully. Tomorrow morning at 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.